Good morning and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is Anthony. I'm a missionary here at Damascus, where we are working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. Today, we're going to be reading from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 19. Begins with verse 41 and says, "As he drew near, he saw the city and wept over it, saying, 'If this day you only knew what makes for peace, but now it is hidden from your eyes. For the days are coming upon you when your enemies will raise a fence against you. They will encircle you and hem you in on all sides. They will smash you to the ground and your children within you, and they will not leave one stone upon another within you because you did not recognize the time of your visitation.'" Okay, so this one's pretty intense, but I want to set the scene for what's happening. So the passage before is the entry into Jerusalem. It's like Palm Sunday when Jesus comes in and all the people, they lay these like robes in front of him. They put the palm branches down and they're like, "Oh, glory to God, here he is. This is the Son of Man." And then Jesus sees this is happening. The Pharisees earlier, they say, "Teacher, rebuke your disciples." And he said in reply, "I tell you, if they keep silent, the stones will cry out." So Jesus recognizes that this is a beautiful thing that they're doing, but he also is lamenting. He's also like so sad because he sees that the people's hearts are not ordered, that they're not in the right spot, actually, even though they give praise. Because in the passage after this, it's the cleansing of the temple where Jesus goes into the temple area and he sees that it's being used as a marketplace. And we use that example all the time of that, like, yes, even God can get mad sometimes. That Jesus enters in and he sees all the people lavishly speaking his goodness, but he sees that their hearts are empty and actually not where they're supposed to be. And as I was reading this and praying with it, I was a little confused. And I'm like, well, God, what are you trying to say here? He says, "If this day you only knew what makes for peace." I'm like, what is that? Is he talking about the cross? Is he talking about, what's he talking about? And I think Jesus right here, Jesus is just talking about himself. As I read the footnote to my Bible, it just says that by not accepting Jesus, the one who mediates peace, that Jesus himself is the source of our peace and the only way that we can actually achieve what we really desire. And then he spells out what happens when we don't do that. "For days are coming when the enemies will close us in, and they will destroy all the things that we hold dear, our material goods, the people in our lives. Not one stone will be left unturned because we did not recognize the time of our visitation." And what is the time that he's referring to? Well, the visitation, Jesus is right there with them right now. Jesus has made himself real to us in our lives in some way, shape, or form, once, if not every, not just once, but every single second of every day, that Jesus makes himself so real to us. And do we recognize it? Do we acknowledge the goodness? Do we acknowledge the love? Do we acknowledge the peace? I think it's so beautiful to think about this. I as I'm praying too, I'm remembering this question I asked my dad when I was younger. About like, why do we go to church? I just asked him, "Dad, why do we go to church?" And it was the most honest answer I think I'd ever heard. As he looked at me and said, "Anthony, I'll be honest, I really sometimes don't know. But I do know that everything in my life is better because I go." And that really affected my life and for my rest of my life. I still remember that. That whenever we go to the Lord, when we go to him, that things just work out because Jesus is the only one that can mediate peace. And when we don't acknowledge that, when we don't actually put him as the source, we'll fall. And even if we say like, "Oh, Jesus, you're so good," but we treat the temple, we treat him, we treat our prayer, we treat our relationship like, we treat our relationship with him as a means to getting something else, it seems like that hurts him more than just not even acknowledging him. I remember those words from my dad. It just makes everything better. that Jesus is the only way to mediate peace, that Jesus is the only means of salvation and goodness. And we see it in our world today. Our world is so frequently trying to have peace, have conflict resolution, have hope without Jesus, and it just doesn't work. The section that I read from is titled The Lament for Jerusalem. The lament for Jerusalem, the sadness that it brings God. But what brings him great joy is when we can honor him and know him and love him and give him the worth that he's due. And how do we do that? By acknowledging that he's the only one who will bring us peace. Again, my name is Anthony. This has been a scripture reflection on the Gospel of Luke. I hope that you have a blessed day, and we'll hear from you soon.